Clerk will call the roll slowly.
Nearly all of the Senate Republicans who attended the joint legislative session for the first time in several years voted against all of the region's candidates. Education Committee Chair John Flanagan says the actions are a protest against the rollout of the new Common Core learning standards, widely viewed as flawed.
This is one of the few lightning rod opportunities that we have to exercise our discretion and our judgment on behalf of our residents.
The Senate GOP also complained about the process mandated in the state's constitution for choosing region's members, which in recent years has meant that the legislature's largest faction, the Assembly Democrats, has had nearly sole control in choosing candidates. Afterward, Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos, who says all of the region's candidates should have been tossed, laid the blame for the Common Core mistake squarely on the Democrats.
Those four incumbents that have been they cause chaos within the whole education system, and all the Democrats, whether it's in the Senate or the Assembly, voted to confirm that type of status quo.
Several Senate Democrats also voted no on all the candidates. But despite that, the Assembly Democrats garnered the additional yes votes needed to reelect three incumbent regents, James Cottrell of Brooklyn, Wade Norwood of Rochester, and Christine Sia of Staten Island. They also elected a new member of the Board of Regents, Josephine Finn of the Hudson Valley, after James Jackson of Albany decided not to run again. Finn, a Monticello Village Justice and former college professor, also runs an online business that offers, among other things, what she says is a spiritual weight loss plan. Afterward, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said he was satisfied with the outcome of the vote.
Our members are comfortable with the regents who represent their districts, and they have been around, they listen, they understand. And that's the key thing.
And Silver says he does not think the process for electing regents should be changed. He points out that the Assembly depended on around 24 votes from senators to elect the regents this year. Assembly Democrats' ranks have been diminished due to an unusually high number of vacancies. Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch attended the vote. She afterward offered an impassioned defense of the Common Core principles.
If you look at China and you look at India, and you see what is going on in those classrooms in terms of science and math and time on task, we would be remiss to back away from trying to move this ball down the field. It would contribute greatly to the decline of our country to move away from the standards movement.
The chancellor admits, though, there were problems with trying to implement Common Core too quickly.
We have heard that people have concerns. We have tried to address many of those concerns through our work group. We will continue to address those concerns. But I think, as a body, we are committed to appropriate implementation of raise standards.
While Senate Republicans and Assembly Democrats were at odds over the regent selection, the two houses are likely to agree on a plan to slow down the effects of Common Core. The Assembly has already passed a bill to essentially impose a 2-year moratorium on the impact of the new testing for both teachers and students. And Senate Education Chair Flanagan says he expects full agreement on a new law by the end of March. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.